We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
They're going to look at one number in particular, and that's the rebounding department as they get the ball inbound, and that is going to be the ball game. Final score, Utah Jazz 116, Miami 101.
Ugh, Gobert. Go to hell, Gobert. I don't like that guy. All went downhill after Bam junk dunked on him.
Jump dunked.
So the road trip comes to a 1-4 end. It looked good there in the first half of your Miami Heat, but Utah pulled away. Really controlled things in the second half, really pulled away in the fourth quarter.
I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
Do we want Jimmy Butler playing in the All-Star game? Because he's been taking some beatings.
He has been taking some beatings. I don't know. I don't think Jimmy Butler strikes me as somebody who's probably not going to play that much in the All-Star game anyway. I think he'll do a little run and gun and then get his ass out of there. I don't think he's not going to play because he got a lot of heat for not playing on last minute. Was it 2 years back, I think?
Really?
Yeah, he just sat and just decided, not going to play in it. And people got pissed at him because it could have gone to somebody else. So, I think he is going to play a little bit. But I don't think him and Bam will be like running it. Because I know Bam was talking about after the game, we're all beat up. We all need to not touch a basketball for a few days. And nothing says not needing to see a basketball in a few days like being in the skills competition. So, we'll...
But Jimmy, Bam... And the Greek freak need to establish a little bit of connection.
Need to establish connection.
Throw an alley-oop or two.
You need to establish some chemistry. This is the recruiting hub of the world. You can't let somebody else get the jump on you.
That's what happened with Kyrie and LeBron. When they played in that All-Star game before LeBron went back to Cleveland, they were hitting it up.
Yep. And then they all forced Kyrie to get the MVP that game. It was you could just see the signs, Robbie. So. I think we'll see some of that. But yeah, it was a frustrating loss last night. Obviously, the Heat have look. I'm not trying to crank up the excuse machine, even though it helps you get a little bit swole in the morning. But listen, they went into this road trip banged up. They dealt with a lot of change during this road trip too. And hearing Jimmy Butler's reaction to it afterwards, Jimmy Butler, he does not take losing well. And when he's telling you, look, I'm proud of where we're at right now. I thought that was a good temperature from Jimmy. He knows he's got a really good pulse, it seems, of like he knows when to be in his mind the bleep hole and when to be like, hey, man, we should be proud of where we're at. And I know we can get a lot better I think it's always easy to be the guy who's just like always angry at loss and always
the old curmudgeon.
Yeah,
all
always
the
gonna
time.
Kick chairs. And,
right.
You know, he'll always when everybody zigs, he zags. And it's kind of like when. They'll light up the Hawks and everybody's breaking records. They'll be like, yeah, it's not that impressive, and everybody needs to stop, reading their own press clippings. But when they had a rough road trip and he got beat up and the team's been beat up and they're making trades, Jay Crowder's still the greatest three-point shooter in the world, and that's saying something considering his teammates with Duncan Robinson. All that considered, he's like, look, you got to be proud of where we're at right now. And I think the break is, I think for a lot of teams, they're probably saying the same thing, but I think for Miami, it really is. It is coming at a good time for them.
Well, one of the things that Jay Crowder has advantage of is having Duncan Robinson on the floor when you say, hey, am I going to go and chase Jay Crowder or am I going to go chase Duncan Robinson? And it doesn't matter, except for when he took those 8 steps like Harden.
Yeah. I will say this, though.
Duncan, I didn't travel. You go, yo, Dunks, you're on the top of the key and you ended up for a corner three.
I feel like Dunks is getting hosed on some of these calls, though.
Oh, he doesn't get a break,
man. It feels like every game, right in the midst of the fourth quarter, right in the midst of the third quarter, it's like, oh, four fouls, get the hell out of here. I'm like, oh, what?
Or he just can't play a lick of defense.
No, I'm not saying he can defend, but I do feel like he – I feel like on top of not defending, I also feel like the refs give him 0.0 respect when it comes to any attempt at defense. And so – he's one of those guys where I think they just look at me like, foul.
I think they look at him as one of those fancy, like in football, fancy DB, one of those wide receivers that don't wear knee pads.
Ugh. Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Gentlemen, we have some pretty big breaking news that happened overnight.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, it's rumors, but apparently the Detroit Lions are in talks to trade Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Which means if they have the third pick of the draft, and now with this Tua price that keeps skyrocketing.
Yeah, what the hell, Bucky Brooks? You see what this Bucky Brooks is doing? I'm not happy about this, Leroy.
He came out with his quarterback rankings, his top five quarterback rankings, and he has Tua ahead of
Tua ahead of Burrow.
Question. Would you kick the tires on that?
Kick the tires on what?
Matthew Stafford.
Wow. No. I don't want to kick the tires on the guy with a broken back.
Much rather a broken hip.
No. He's got an old broken back. Young hips come
How
back.
How old is he, 30?
I don't know. It feels like I've been watching Matthew Stafford for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. Matthew Stafford, he is...
32.
Okay. 32 years
Never
old.
Never mind.
Whoops.
30, I'd made nibble.
Yeah.
Right?
I say like his wife, too. She's like, she's putting Chargers logos on her Instagram. She goes, we would love to live in California. It's like real subtle.
Really?
Real subtle, Mrs. Stafford. She doesn't
know. Hey, he needs to go home and say, honey, you don't know how to play the game. Let's stay out of this.
Do you think that Mark Richt has ever told Matthew Stafford that he needs to heal his back like the cocoon and just come out like the butterfly? Because when everybody looks at Mark Richt's resume, I mean, you always think of the great Matt Stafford.
It's like, hey, Matt. Hey.
Just like that, I mean, the butterfly, when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out.
Exactly.
Now, when you think of Matt Stafford, do you think of who's the quarterback in Atlanta? Slipped my mind.
Matt Ryan.
Bigger arm, right? Like, I feel like
Stafford is a gunslinger.
Yeah.
Stafford is he's equivalent to Favre, but on a bad team. Like, he slings it. But he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He actually plays.
When's the last time he had a good coach? Was Caldwell like the last good coach that he had as far as like quarterback
coach?
No,
before. He had probably more success before Caldwell.
Well, his 55 touchdown season, or his 5,000 yard season. I don't know
That was before Caldwell.
That was before Caldwell.
Caldwell? Was that with that?
Jim Schwartz?
That was with Schwartz, the weirdo?
Yeah.
With his
what's your deal?
Silver streak?
No, what's your deal? Oh, remember Harbaugh him and Harbaugh? Oh, my God.
Jim Schwartz loved watching Javid Best videos.
But from that, I mean.
Schwartz is a defensive guy, so who is his offensive
coordinator? I really find this is going to be, you know, I feel like this is going to be a really interesting offseason just because it feels like there's going to be a lot of recognizable names.
The draft is going to be crazy.
The draft's going
to
be crazy.
Because there's probably, look.
Did you see the big news yesterday, too, with quarterbacks?
What?
Jameis Winston.
You got the LASIK.
Getting LASIK.
LASIK. Oh, yeah. Eye surgery.
Now, one would have thought he would have gotten that out of the gate from Florida State because everybody remembers old Squints when he was out
Squints.
There. And I was like, hey, how is this a thing? This guy, he's gonna be the face of your franchise. He can't see.
I mean, or he needs to have those Mr. Magoo glasses.
Unbelievable. His 5,000 yard season was a long time ago.
Yeah,
jeez. 2011.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of options out there.
That was Jim Schwartz. He did have a, let's see, the next year he had just under 5,000.
He also had Megatron, so let's pump the brakes on that.
His last, I would say, he had a 32, he had a 32-13 year.
He said, why would we want Detroit Ryan Tannehill? You think Matt Stafford is Ryan Tannehill?
Scott Linehan was the offensive coordinator that year. for Detroit.
And then he got the job at Minnesota, right? Or was that after?
He was at the Rams. Yeah, that was afterwards.
Oh,
yeah,
the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that into it. Pass. But I don't really, like, I tell you what, is, but that's a huge red flag. If they're going to trade him, I mean, that's saying that they got their sights set on Tua, doesn't it?
Or it's a master smokescreen play.
Man, this happens every year with the draft.
I don't like this.
I think they're listening to our show, and we accuse them of building a campfire. campfire this. We're trading Matthew Stafford.
I mean, like, you have Matt Patricia, these canteen boy. He goes out there, and he's just sitting around the campfire, just doing what he wants. He's telling ghost stories. I mean, I can't take all these rumors. And Bucky Brooks, what are you doing? Stop driving up. You coward. Knock it off.
Wait.
I no longer
you,
want to.
You think the football world needed them to bump up the price?
It doesn't help. Nothing helps. You're all hurting.
I'm walking out of the auction room. I'm sorry. I don't want two anymore. Price has gotten too big.
You just want to sit there. You're going to get your linebacker. You're going to get yourself a defensive end.
No, Robbie, this is what Robbie did. He looked over at his people. He says, hey, we're going to keep playing this bidding game. Once we get to this number, we're out.
Yeah, Robbie's like, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go take Jordan Love in the second round.
No, now we're talking about language.
We're going to work on a project. We're going to take ourselves a real high ceiling guy.
Question.
Yeah.
Why do we, when you look throughout the NFL, why do you consider a second round a project?
Oh, I'm just saying compared to like Tua. Like Jordan Love's just known as
Tua's an investment. You can get away from a second round pick in a year or two.
Yeah, Jordan Love's just known as like high ceiling guy, right. You know? I'm not saying like he can't be good in a year or whatnot.
We'll try again
next year for Lawrence.
I got in the league, if I can run, I got more success stories, right? That a second round and lower, right?
I mean, you have Tom Brady as your.
No, I'm not even counting. I don't count Tom Brady. He's too old. You got Russell Wilson.
Yep.
You have
Dak. If you want to count Dak.
Dak Prescott, who, by the way, I'm out. I'm out on Dak.
You're doing the double tap on the table, walking out.
Yes. He didn't like, dude.
$40 million.
Are you 30? Wait, 35. You telling me Dak Prescott, $35 million?
For one seat pass.
No, not for one season. That's going to be the average.
Oh, for the average of the contract? No, I wouldn't keep.
Is he that good?
No, he's not that good.
But so you think when you talk about, think about this. You talk about Ryan Tannehill, right? And how the Dolphins had to make a decision with him on a bunch of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to make that decision with Dak Prescott? Are you sold on him?
No.
Right.
Well, especially since they seem like they've offered him a ton of money and he's turned it down. And you're like, all right, well, let's calm down.
You say, hey, buddy, understand who you are, right? That being said, you have right now Patrick Mahomes who need to get his money quick because that price is not going down.
Nope.
Other than that, like, yeah, man, you got Russell Wilson. He got his money. You got a whole bunch of young quarterbacks that are going to come up. And you know what's going to happen. Some of these young new quarterbacks are going to end up making so much money just because their time's up. And that's how quarterback works.
What else you got, Robbie, before we hit over 15 minutes of heat?
So, interesting name that has been thrown out there, and they've actually officially contacted him for the Colorado head coaching job, is Eric Bieniemy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
he went
to
Colorado.
There.
He's a superstar. They're all-time leading rusher. But I feel like if you're Eric Bieniemy, you're probably best not to take that job.
No, you're going to get a head coaching job
next
in the NFL.
Year. He's the first pick amongst NFL coaching candidates next year.
Well, you know what? At least Colorado seems to have more innovation than the rest of the NFL, so good for them.
I think it was pretty
you got to give it to them. At least they're like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should go get the guy, leading the most prolific offense in the league. I'm just, call me crazy.
That's amazing that he didn't even get, like.
It felt like he got more of a sniff the year before, too,
yes.
Which is weird.
Yeah, weren't the Dolphins in on Eric?
Well, I think this is why everybody got even more pissed off with the Rooney Rule. Not that it's not a sham as it is, but it felt like. I feel like even this, we always have the discussions of, oh, that guy's getting an interview, even if you think it's like a token interview or
yes.
Just a show me interview. I didn't even feel like we heard rumors of show me interviews this year.
An interview with the Giants.
Again, Take it from a black man, right?
Really?
I think the Rooney Rule sounds great, but what I would like to there to be more qualified candidates. And so from that standpoint, to interview somebody, right, and you hear all these names, I guess from the standpoint of where I'm coming from, if you hear some of the names of these coaches, right, and you've never heard of them,
right,
or the special teams coordinators, or they're Joe Philbin, who still to this day I don't know what he did in Green Bay.
It was
right?
a disaster hire.
Then I suppose you could just grab any minority and interview them. But because they're going to be under so much scrutiny, because they're minority, I would be more inclined to have a program to where if somebody was looking to be a head coach, you develop them more.
Now, I have a question. Do we know, because I don't think Eric Bieniemy is a Fugazi offensive coordinator, but he doesn't have full control either. Is that the primary play call?
Well, because, I mean, Andy Reid's an offensive guy.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, but he's not like Joe Philbin.
He's not Joe Philbin. I know that.
No,
in a booth with binders. Like, he has the Waffle House menu next to him.
What I would say is this. Andy Reid has the list, right? He's listening in, and if they're saying, hey, this would be a good time for this.
Yeah.
They may have that conversation.
Andy Reid's like Chef Boyardee. Like he's got the chef's hat on the pasta can, but doesn't mean Eric Bieniemy's not in there making the sauce.
That's a great
Wait, why are you leaving?
Chef Boyardee.
You just see Andy Reid with the chef's hat?
Yeah.
You get little raviolis.
No. You see Eric Bieniemy walks.
At no point in time.
What is he, the sous chef?
Do I see Andy Reid cooking food?
Well, I could totally
he's
see
he's an eater, Eric, not a cooker.
Eric, really? You don't think that he enjoys like a nice night at the barbecue? I disagree.
What?
Oh, you don't think that Andy
with
Reid,
a beer,
yeah,
with a hat sitting on the.
I feel like Andy Reid would be like a guy who he'd do his own pig roast.
I could see Bieniemy walking with a giant big tray of sauce. Andy Reid dip his finger in it to try it out.
takes the wooden spoon.
That's about how they run that offense. I mean, if you think about it.
A little bit more salt.
Yeah. Let's get back into your Miami. We're going to talk to Antoine Walker today, which will be cool. I'm looking forward to that. Tippy toe three. And Ira Windeman suggested joining. I mean, he said he wants to join us today at 9:20. And, I mean, you're flying back from Utah, Ira. Like, God love it. Or maybe he's flying back this morning. Maybe he had to, unfortunately, spend the night in Utah.
God.
Who knows? But Ira Windeman is going to join us later on in today's show as well. We roll on with more after this.
15 minutes.
Welcome back, everybody. 15 minutes of Heat here with you on the ticket. Heat lose last night to the the Utah Jazz. I was watching Justice Winslow's press conference on the way, and I think that's probably why I had it on mine. Did not sound like he's close to playing. Just FYI to everybody. I was peeking in on Justice. I see him with a practice jersey on. What's this all about? Didn't know if he was coming back right after the All-Star break. Otherwise, we'd have to have a little talk with Justice. I did find out how he got the Grizzlies hat, though. According to him, hat was just in his closet. Apparently a friend had left it at one point, and it was just up there with the pile of them. So he happened to have a Grizzlies jersey, a Grizzlies hat on hand.
Was it old school or new school?
It was old school.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
It was old school, so I don't know.
With the bear holding the basketball.
I like those jerseys. I think other than the Heat Vice jerseys, which is kind of strange, the Heat have worn Vice jerseys the last two road games.
Yeah.
Which has been kind of weird.
Last night's game was trippy with the uniforms.
I know. Oh, yeah. What is that? What are those Utah jerseys? The weird. I don't like it.
The Sedona red.
I think they're trying to get away from the purple.
I thought they have been away from the purple. They've been like
that blue.
They've been the New Orleans Jazz for the past
few years. Yeah, they've been like green and green and blue recently.
That is New Orleans green and purple.
No, it's blue.
It's like blue and blue, green, and yellow.
The purple ones.
What are they trying to?
Purple ones are like the old school.
Yeah, Malone and Stockton
with like the mountains in the background.
Right,
that's their best one.
I like those jerseys.
No, they just added the colors and they just added mountains on the jersey.
Yeah, because they're Utah. They're not in New Orleans anymore.
Really some stupid names when you think about where the these teams have moved to. Like, I know that they came from New Orleans, but why didn't they change their name?
Because you didn't do that.
Why?
Look at all teams that moved. They don't change their name.
Charlotte did it twice. They were the Bobcats, then back to the Hornets.
Well, remember, but it was the New Orleans Hornets because the original Hornets moved down and then they got their name back.
I know. Pelicans is kind of a stupid name.
Bobcat is a stupid name. Well, your mascot is a damn Bobcat. You better be playing some football.
Weren't the Bobcats named after the owner? Didn't he name the team after himself?
Who, Bobcat Goldthwait? what are you talking about?
I think before Jordan, before Jordan took over, Jordan was the one who got him back to the Hornets. He's like, this is stupid. Bobcats.
Yeah, because
then it's crazy because the Hornets were New Orleans.
Yes.
No, because once the New Orleans announced that they were going to become the Pelicans, then the Hornets now, they had to wait a year and a half.
But didn't it come at like the same time? Like they wanted to be the Hornets, so then New Orleans picked the Pelicans?
Yeah, like once they found out that the Pelicans wanted to change to the Pelicans, then Charlotte obviously wanted to have the Hornets back.
Right. Well, I remember the Heat taking on the Bobcats.
In the playoffs. Al Jefferson couldn't stop them.
Remember when LeBron...
Now that's a old...
Remember when LeBron stared down Michael Jordan, dunking on him, and then he denied it? He's like, I didn't stare him down. It's like, bro, we have...
Did he do the Cam Newton jersey pull against Michael Jordan?
No, that was Wade. I remember
that was Wade.
Wade did that. That was a regular season game because Cam Newton was sitting courtside. I remember that.
That's right.
But yeah, Bobcats, man, what a time. Lakers. Lakers are stupid too.
I think we all
the Lakes.
Yeah, I think everybody needs a break.
I need a break.
Every basketball player that plays for the Heat need a break. Even the new guys, you need a break because. They didn't play much zone, did they, last night? I would say when you have somebody like Rudy Gobert in the middle and you have two new guys, that would be a little sketchy. And I think a lot of times when you have Iguodala and Jay Crowder, they have two man defenders that maybe he felt he didn't have to do it as much.
Yeah, and Utah lit it up from three, but they lit it up really late from three. Like that, they
were Clarkson.
It was close, and that created the separation.
They really cranked it up late, and you're just like, ugh. And you know, it just kind of felt like end of the half of the season. Even though it's a little bit over, I realize, but like it felt like those last 9 minutes felt like. Oh, the All-Star break is almost here. That's what that felt like.
I was like, get everybody out of the game. We need to get everybody ready for the All-Star weekend.
It was a tough trip, but it was a tough trip that isn't first of all, it wasn't unexpected. They took on some really tough teams on this road trip. They took on teams that, you know, Damian Lillard playing hotter than anybody in the league at the time. You had a game where you had to play with basically dudes from the second unit of Sioux Falls.
Right.
Because nobody was healthy, it was a tough trip, but it wasn't an unexpected tough trip. Like it's a long regular season in the NBA, and I feel like some of it was masked by all the wailing rumors. It felt like those.
Well, that was you.
It felt like that helped.
Wait a minute.
Felt like that helped ease the blow.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
All right.
Felt like it helped. Just a little bit.
Spoelstra scrambling to figure out how to stop the 3-point defense.
Text comes in. Anyone seen Kelly O lately? Yep, he just handed the ball off.
Yeah, he had 11 assists against the Warriors. Dealing.
Should have a lot of assists when they don't guard you.
Kelly O, putting out them dimes.
I just hope everybody can get healthy for this final stretch. They can get a couple of practices in where they can get Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala more in the mix.
Well, and there's a couple other things too, and we can't ignore this. Kendrick Nunn's really struggled with his shot.
But he's a rookie.
I know, but they have relied a lot on their rookies. Their rookies,
I know, but that's part of the deal.
They've relied a lot on their rookies, and one of the things that has helped when Kendrick Nunn has been having a rough game. Tyler Hero will come in, and he usually rare the nights you've had bad nights from both of them.
You have three rookies that you can depend on that one or two of them will be hot on every night.
But even but it's not surprising that Duncan's the one who's managing all this better because he's gone through the training regimen of an NBA season. Like he
this his, is second year.
Yeah, his body looks way different than those two guys does. And with Tyler being out, Tyler's provided a lot of scoring punch off the bench. And especially can cover up rough nights from Kendrick Nunn if Kendrick Nunn doesn't have it.
Right.
Now that Kendrick Nunn now that you don't have Tyler Hero to lean back on, if Kendrick Nunn has a rough night and he's gone through a really rough stretch, especially coming back from that injury, you know, you're just kind of forced to eat it. You gotta deal with it right now.
Well, and that's why the break is the break comes at a good time.
Yep.
Gives you a chance to get healthy. I mean, look, Lil Turt, so that about ends their season if he's out for any amount of time.
Yeah, that'll do it for them for sure. I mean, he's going to sit out the weekend, but, you know.
Also, is Bradley Beal going to get in?
Good question. I don't know.
I know the
the commissioner's pick. He's the next one up.
Yep.
All right. There was a really, really, really.
Wait, can we address the jackass?
Sure.
Stop it. We bleeping suck. We should have went 5-0. This isn't championship play.
I don't know about that. They weren't close in a lot of these games.
Do me a favor, block that guy.
I don't know how to do that.
Just block him.
I don't block.
Hey.
Should I just send him a text? You're blocked?
You're blocked. Just say you're banned.
You're banned.
You're banned.
We got to give him we going to do a Myles Garrett indefinite?
Indefinite suspension.
All right.
Indefinite suspension.
Well, we'll review his process, a reinstatement next year.
Indefinite.
I can't. You're not a grown-up. I can't have a conversation with you. We should go 5-0, not change. Shut up, dude. Like, come on. You know? I understand. It's a frustrating road trip. 1-4 is not good. I'm not trying to defend 1-4. 1-4 stinks. But if you would have won last night, it would have looked a whole lot different. Team that has the same record as you, they're a very good home team. You go and take that one, you know, looks a whole lot different. They've also been basically gone this entire month. They haven't been a good road team as it is. So let all that stuff balance out. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Thursday. I just don't understand, Robbie, why Bucky Brooks has to go and do a thing like that and put Tua number one over Joe Burrow. And, you know, don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
Clickbait.
I'm not saying that Tua is not better than Joe Burrow or shouldn't be. A better prospect than Joe Burrow. I think up until this year, we all thought that. The thing I'm annoyed by is all of a sudden now everybody wants to waltz in here before draft time, and they're like, oh, no. Let's cause a little bit of a discussion here. Tua is still better than Joe Burrow. Even though Joe Burrow broke football over his knee, you want to go with Tua. He's actually the better prospect. The thing that pisses me off about this, we all know that the Cincinnati Bengals aren't going to take Tua. They're still going to take Joe Burrow. So what you're doing is you're jacking up the price. So what the hell?
Hey, we need a gas mask situation to get that price down back to where it was.
Yeah, we were sitting in a situation where, you know, we were ready to go. We had a reasonable negotiation here in the car lot. You know, maybe wasn't all up to snuff, but still a great car. It's gonna be great for us. You know, best car we've ever had. And instead, what's happened is all of a sudden all these reviews and awards came out.
Oh,
and
God.
Now the Kelly Blue Book has gone whoop, way up.
They took a 6 and flipped it and made it a 9.
Yeah, man. What the hell is happening here? Cowherd and Bucky Brook. What's next?
I'm out.
Kiper and McShay?
Oh, that's coming.
I mean, you know.
Well, at least Tua's not going to be in the combine.
And
so.
We haven't even had a – hey, Robbie, we haven't even had a damn pro day yet or private workout.
Yeah, that's in April. Tua should be back by his pro day.
It's going to be, him and, him and Jerry Jeudy. They're going to be out there lighting it up.
Oh.
Just a couple of first-round picks just lighting it up at a pro day. And everyone's going to be like, you know.
Saban's going to be there.
Saban's going to be there. He's going to be like, I don't even know why we want to be here playing up against no. You guys sit here and you overrate playing nobody in practice drills. Nobody's going to come kick your ass. Because he can't enjoy anything. He's just a straight bastard. But I mean, to get to the point where we were like, you weren't even thinking about it. Everybody's like, Tua, he'll drop where he drops. But now that there's this conversation, we got all these rumors surrounding Matthew Stafford now. I just don't like it. I'm very uncomfortable.
That clean bill of health that he got, skyrocketed the price.
I know. The same week he gets the clean bill of health, then all of a sudden here comes the take machine gun. You can't stop it. The PR machine is very strong right now.
This happened last year with Kyler Murray once he got that official measurement that he was 5'10".
Yes.
Boom, number one pick in the draft.
What was the number one concern? The number one concern was height. All of a sudden they greased the measurer at the combine. Boom. All of a sudden he goes from 13. He was going to be the Dolphins quarterback. 13, and all of a sudden,
are you sold on him?
Who, Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
No. But I'm not. But that's not the point. He was supposed to be the Dolphins quarterback. And then all of a sudden,
if he was your quarterback, you'd be miserable right now.
I don't know. All I know is that measurement changed history.
Right, here we go. Now, this is why I sometimes hate doing the show with you. Because people start feeling a little creative. Maybe we can crop a gas mask on a pick of Burrow.
Man.
Because no one's going to believe it if the gas mask was on Tua.
So if we don't get Tua, say if somebody else takes Tua, do you just roll it over to next year?
I'm okay with that. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields.
No, but that means you got to really be bad this year.
Well, maybe your team is so much better next year that you can afford to make a move.
Right.
And maybe then it makes sense giving up multiple number ones to move up and get your guy.
We got a reply from our indefinite suspension.
Yeah, I'll allow one comment for the hearing, but other than that, his suspension still stands.
All good, but that's how losing mentality sets in. Allow losses.
All right, you're still banned, sir.
He followed it up with some.
Do me a favor, lose our number.
Somebody says you're boxing yourself in.
How so?
So Tobin. How many TLs on this road trip? You just ripped a texter about being over-realistic.
Mm-hmm.
How about this notion about TLs?
Well, TLs are the epitome of realistic. I don't understand that texter's point. Does he know how boxed in works? Does he?
I sometimes question whether I know what it means.
Well, here, you know it when you know it. And here's the thing. Was last night a true loss? Yes, last night was a true loss. True loss. Enough of a roster. You take a TL on the chin. Was the loss to the Kings a true loss? No. They didn't have anybody. So, no, it wasn't a true loss. Was the loss to the Clippers a true loss? I'll take it as a true loss, start of the road trip, although you did lose Jimmy Butler in the midst. So, you know what? Actually, reconsidering my position, no, it wasn't a true loss. Blazers, was that a back-to-back, Robbie?
That was not a back-to-back. Golden State was a back-to-back in which they won. That was the Blazers was the first game of the back-to-back.
All right, so I put the official record at 1-2-2. Yeah.
Oh.
One win,
hockey?
One win, two losses, two true losses.
Oh. I'll never root for my team to lose. I'm with you. You dummies, now you don't get a quarterback.
Can I
a question? If they don't get Tua, is everybody going to be pissed?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
This is what do we sit through?
I mean, we have been talking about that.
That's
since.
Why you don't do that.
But Greenberg was up there and he was like, "Oh, Flores is throwing
That's
games."
That's why you don't do that.
Put so much work in. You know how much bad football I watched? So much bad football.
Okay.
I'm tired of it.
Okay, but again.
You okay, man?
No, I would rather have a team that looks like they're building the team positively over the tanking and then say, oh, we'll just do it next year. Like, no, that sucks. You can't just turn it on.
Look, there's only one important win to get this year, and it was against the Jets. Everything else was bull crap.
They beat the Jets twice or just once?
Just once.
Okay. That Patriots win was pretty
good. Being the Patriots on the road was pretty sweet.
I mean, you're still with the number one pick right there if you just beat those two.
If you just beat those two. The other three were useless, Leroy. Right. You even remember who the other three were?
Yeah, Indianapolis didn't feel like a win because
that wasn't a win.
Because they had, what's his name, Brian Hoyer, a quarterback.
Yeah, that would, trust me.
Oh, that wasn't a TW?
Not a TW. Not a TW.
Cincinnati, and they blew a big lead.
Yeah, Cincinnati was annoying.
And Eagles, I felt good after the Eagles.
I didn't feel good about the
Which
Eagles.
Which reminds me.
What?
So, you know I'm going through the gauntlet, right?
Yeah.
Today's my daughter's birthday. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, gift gauntlet.
And Saturday is my son's birthday. Yeah. His 21st birthday, I might add.
Yep, party
oh,
time.
Oh, boy.
He works at Chicken Kitchen. This jackass, my son has been excited for a month.
They scheduled him?
Scheduled him. He begged him a month ago, hey, it's my 21st birthday, and...
Chicken Kitchen, they heard his appeal
not
and
Chicken
said,
Kitchen, California Pizza Kitchen.
How do you mess that up?
Kitchen. How many? Wait.
It's a mistake. I can see how I messed
wait,
that up.
Wait, hold on.
So different.
No, I know they're different. They got Kitchen in their name.
Chicken Kitchen went downhill a long time ago.
You know when they went downhill? I'm going to tell you what.
Three
this
chefs.
This is for all businesses out there. When you open a business and you just cut up the chicken and throw it on the rice till it looks right, and people start coming in, and then you, after a while, you bring out a cup and start measuring it, I'm out.
Out.
That's why people stop going. They measure chicken. A cup of damn chicken.
Yep.
Just fill it up. And this is what sucks about these restaurants. At the end of the night, they throw the food away.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Publix.
They're leaving men behind.
I'll tell you.
It's the same thing with Publix.
I'll tell you
Publix
who's rolling.
Publix throws away so many chicken tenders.
I'll tell you who's rolling into that is Chipotle. They're starting to go downtown. I'm really upset because I went through
there.
They're
doing the scooper?
They're training everybody to do light skimming. And I don't appreciate it because I'm a double meater. And now it's like you got to do double meat just to get a single meat scoop of the old days.
No, see?
A traditional single meat
Come
scoop.
Come on, man. Like, if you're throwing the food away, why not give it to the people that are
That's
paying
what I'm
for
saying.
It?
I know. And this is me sticking through all the dietary issues that were through Chipotle when people thought it was straight poison. And I still stuck through it. I said, I'm risking it. I don't care. I love Chipotle. But now all of a sudden you guys
Subway,
are changing your ways.
Somebody says Subway does the same thing. A scoop of chicken, dude. I'm telling you what.
I've been on like a 5-year boycott of Subway.
I've never been a.
I don't remember the last time I had Subway.
No, like
they took away the $5 footlong and they're trying to make a thing we wouldn't notice.
There's just too many good sub options to go with Subway.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course, but like that drives me crazy about the chicken tender at Publix, like and then. And then with Chicken Kitchen, I used to love Chicken. I used to eat Chicken Kitchen all the time. Then I saw that little white cup. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Excuse me?
I said, we get extra chicken?
What is this?
And wait, when you get extra chicken, they take out another cup, a smaller cup.
Right.
And the extra chicken is not even the same size as the other chicken.
When you touch and it says double meat, double means the same amount. Twice over.
Right.
Not a smaller amount.
Right.
That's not double. I didn't ask for 30% more chicken.
Right.
You bastards. All right. There was a crazy mix up yesterday where it felt like somebody else famous got in trouble in Miami and it ended up being a complete journalistic fiasco. Crazy story that went down, Leroy, yesterday. We'll tell you about it next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.